holding your duty and oath to protect the people of the UK.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and we're wishing you a very
significant
out there. The weather looks good in Nelson, BC. We got about +2, and it's a wonderful winter so far. And I just wanted to invite you to sit back and have yourself a good chuckle for the day. And I'm 85 years old, and I came from the old school. We grew up on a farm and had animals on the farm, and we knew what manure smelled like, and the politicians are giving us the same sort of stuff every day. Now the smell is there and the color. Think about this. We got a man and his wife who've paid taxes all their life in Canada and British Columbia. And they don't have a cell phone because they're from the old school. And they have money though. So they come into a town into like Nelson, BC, and they come into a restaurant and they want to have themselves a bite to eat. They don't know anything about a cotton pick and a special fitting you need in your phone. All they know is that they're hungry. They've got money in their pocket and they're hungry. So they walk into a restaurant and they ask about a passport. Well, you know, they haven't even traveled to know what the hell a passport is about, to travel between countries, but they know nothing about this passport thing you're supposed to have in your phone. And they don't have a cell phone either. So they walk into the restaurant and the first thing they get asked for is, do they have a passport? Well, they don't have one. And they're a pair of really nice people. They're older people. They paid their society. They paid their taxes and they're wonderful people. They are pioneers of the country. And all of a sudden they get confronted by some young person who wants them to show that they have a passport. They've been vaccinated. Well, they don't have to be vaccinated. They're healthy. They've got immunity. They got natural immunity. Now they got to prove that they've been vaccinated, and they got to show the special passport, and they're asked to show it on their phone. Well, they don't have a cell phone, but they have money, and they have tax money, and they've got money in their pocket, and now they're being denied food. Now, is this the kind of a system we've resorted to, where we recognize old people, we're pioneers of our community, who are the salt of the earth, who come into town to enjoy their life? They've worked hard all their life and they've got money in their pocket. And all of a sudden they get confronted with kind of stupid stuff. Now guys like John Horgan and also our friend from Ottawa there, Mr. Trudeau, and they're promoting this kind of stuff. Those are the kind of guys that should be hung up by the nearest tree, big long rope, and just tie them up by the neck. You know, to start treating people with some respect. Start respecting some of the old people in the country who built the country, worked their bones, their skin and bones, right to the bare, making money, farming, and putting money in the bank, and looking after people and raising crops and raising grain for people to eat, raising pigs and animals to feed the country, and we treat them like a piece of crap. Some of these guys sitting in these offices and headquarters, they should be ashamed of themselves. And all of a sudden they send these rules down to the field and everybody follows the rules like they were golden rules. Now, if they send a rule down that says everybody jumps off the Orange Bridge in Nelson at 10 o'clock in the morning, are we going to all run down there and do it? Because some a-hole has turned around and said, oh, you got to do this because Justin Trudeau said we got to do it, or John Horgan said we got to do it, or Bonnie Henry. You have to have all these shots and you have to have the thing in your phone proving that you had it. Or you can't eat. You can't get any food. You can't get into the motel. You can't get into the restaurant to have something to eat. And you're a pioneer who built a country. Now, what the hell kind of a system are we running down there? Give your head a shake. And this is the kind of stuff we're going to promote in Canada. It's about time we start hanging some of those guys up from the nearest tree. You get yourself up middle of a rope and pull some of these guys up by the necks and tie them to the nearest tree. And after we hang one or two in the street, things are going to change a lot. You're damn gullible. Wake up, Canada. Wake up, United States. Wake up across the world. Don't let people get away with that. It's plumb stupidity. You have to graduate from stupid school to even think about stuff like that. So I'm asking people, wake up. Take a look. Don't let them treat your mom and dad like that. Don't let them treat anybody like that. We're human beings. We have to be treated properly. So have yourself a fine day while you're trying to figure this one out. We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. This is the Fakeologist Show coming to you Sunday through Thursday between 8 and 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Checking in from the North Shore of Lake Ontarrible from Toronto, Ontarrible, Canada. I'm your host, the Fakeologist Alvarado. That's my old handle. I go by Fakeologist. And that's an old man from Nelson, British Columbia, our westernmost province, 85 years old, telling it like it is. And I got quite a few of those kind of videos. I really enjoy them. And you can find those videos and many other videos that I like on fakotube.com. That's my video platform. It's got 1.345 million hits. And put them on Fakeologist or FakeoTube rather. You can follow this show at fakeologist.com/live. That's where we have all the link show. I'm just getting a little distracted because you heard a few noises from my Discord channel. I just set up a new Discord channel, and of course I forgot to turn off the notifications. That's what that funny noise is. I'm going to do that right now because they're highly annoying. And let's see how to do that. The noise, it's the sounds that make me crazy. So message, deafen, all the sounds, I got to turn them off. Okay. Yeah, and as you just heard, the Discord channel went down. And we're trying to find a place to come back. Now, everyone loves Discord, which is frustrating. But I know that's where all the young people are. But we can't keep building it up and having it ripped down. So right now we have a twin system going in parallel, and they're actually integrated thanks to the great Velocet. And but we're using TeamSpeak, which is old technology, but it is very rock solid and very tiny. It doesn't have the pretty chat rooms, but that's fine. The audio works really well. So please go to TeamSpeak. Go to fake11.com/AC, Audio Charlie, and download the client. You might have to actually pay 99 cents to the Play Store or the Apple Store to get it. And just follow the instructions at fake11.com/AC. It'll tell you where to download it, how to set it up. You only have to type in two things, the server address and your name, whatever name you want. There's no email. There's no verification. None of that. You don't need an email address. You don't need a phone number. You need none of that. So it's super anonymous in that way. I don't care where you're from or who you are, but that's the fastest way to connect. So please connect to it and send me an email when you're going to connect. It's a little different than Discord. And then I'll verify you. Or just leave yourself logged into TeamSpeak and watch for a message coming back to you, and Velocet or I will verify you so you can go to the live stream. You don't need any verification to text or chat in most of the rooms. But if you go to the live stream, you need to be verified because that goes out around the world. But go download TeamSpeak, and we're looking into other platforms. I was just looking before the show at Revolt, and Revolt it doesn't even look like it's really working. So there's so many other platforms, and all they do is really take a lot of my time away. I don't really have time because I do run the Fakeologist blog, the Fakeologist forums, and FakeoTube. That's enough for me. If you want to look into it, please go ahead and see if it works and see if the community likes it. You would be helping a lot. And there's three ways to donate to the show: your time, your talent, and your treasure. And if you want to give your time to find an alternative platform where you guys can hang around, that's fine. But we do have the Fakeologist forums. It works very well. It's quite fast. And I really prefer if you posted your messages there on the COVID crisis. And just sign up at Fakeologist Forums, click register, and if I recognize your name or you respond to me and don't look like a bot, I'll verify you there too. And let's get going. Let's get away from Discord. We don't have time to be shut down every 30 seconds. And speaking of donors, a couple more people went to fakeologist.com/donate. And thank you to Per B and Philip G for shooting $100. Really appreciate that. And thanks to all the monthly donors, the sustainers, John R., Matt G., Anders L., Critical Sinker, Harvest Moon, Stratman, Mark T., John LeBon, Ron Jenkinson, Original Simulant, Dirty Benny, Tunax, Toby's Freedom, Ophalus, Lloyd Miller. Thanks all you guys for sustaining the program and keeping me interested and motivated. Now tonight we have our returning guest, our financial guy, the guy that is a Forex trader. He's a former paramedic in Toronto. He is a father of a young daughter. He lives on the East Coast of Canada, which is fairly sparsely populated, by the way. And he likes to talk conspiracy, and he likes all you guys here on the Fakeologist show audience. And I think you guys like him. So without further ado, Tiago, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me okay?
Everything is loud and clear, sir. Thank you so much. Don't forget, get on to TeamSpeak yourself if you want. I did have a caller last week on Discord, and I think Discord was the cause of the audio issue, I think. So maybe Discord was purposely sabotaging the audio on and off. I wouldn't put it past them. But again, if anyone has any issues with the audio, please put it in the live chat, even on the FakeoTube chat, or the most of you guys are on YouTube right now.
Yes, great to be here. Awesome to be here. I see everybody's in the chat room. Dirty Benny, Don't Be Dog's Body, Stupid, Not McDonough. The whole gang is here. This is excellent. So what does everyone think of my prediction? COVID is ending. You guys heard it here first on the Fakeologist a few weeks ago. I told everyone that it was going to end. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
Well, you sent me something. I guess that's George Gammon, who's your favorite guy there on YouTube.
Yep.
And he said he predicted it in November. And then I just watched a video not even 5 minutes ago. It's so hard to keep up. Things are happening fastly and furiously. And Northern Tracy, who is our favorite antibody / germ / virus analyzer.
Love her. I do too.
She just puts it in such simple terms for us regular folk here, which I appreciate. And she just posted something on her Blurt blog. Well, first she put it on Facebook, because I had to open Facebook to send you a message, even though I should use email. And then I saw her Facebook post, which said she couldn't put it on Facebook, put it on her Blurt blog. And that was, she said that things are about to start happening in England, UK. And where's the post? I'm going to put it up on the screen. And she had a bunch of videos. So there's people filing police reports about the purposeful poisoning and harming of people. And she posted another story about something going down. Let me just bring this up. Some guys going into vaccination clinics. I guess this is their plan to bust them up, shut them down. I guess these are regular angry men. I think this is what this guy's saying. Let me play this real quick off the bit shoot.
Morning at the campers. Hope you're well and full of life. Mikey P. Yeah. Right, guys, been chatting to someone this morning. So, firstly, listen, if you want to get out doing the old job, the jobby today and getting these places shut down, fucking do it, man. Just go with the flow. 20th and 21st are going to be days marked in history. This is the fucking end game, guys. This is the turning point. Now, a few things off the back of this. Firstly, I can see that my cat badge looked like it's over the right eye. So that's my camera reversing it. So for all you haters out there, when this all goes in the paper and I get slagged off for having my berry on the wrong way round, fuck off, it's the camera. Anyway, moving on. So, evidence, guys. Evidence isn't being collected. Now, imagine this scenario. I report a drug dealer down the road for being a drug dealer. The police go and raid his house. They arrest him and they take the evidence. That's not happening, guys. What we need to happen is when you go in there, ensure the police, make sure they're stood on their oath. Record it. Take their names, their numbers, get their warrant cards. We need to keep a log of this because off the back of this, there's going to be more trouble, no doubt. So what we need to ensure they do is take the evidence and take it to the police station. If need be, follow them to the police station, watch and book it in. And make sure you get a ticket. Make sure you get a ticket, basically, yeah, off the police to confirm they've done what they're going to do. And make, just honestly, I can't stress enough. Make sure.
Anyway, basically he says, this is from the Veterans Telegram in England. I should look that up. They said they're going after the vax centers and distribution. They're going to bring the police. They want them to seize all these quaxines as evidence of mass murder. Was this part of what you think is supposed to happen?
Like I said before, I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but the COVID war is coming to an end in the springtime. There's, you know, quite a few major news outlets, financial outlets that are also echoing the same sentiment. There was a recording today from a UK NHS doctor who basically told a person that the vaccine rollout is going to be canceled in the next month or so. To not take the vaccine. Yeah, so that's actually posted on my Silence Voices of Canada. I put that on there so everyone can listen to it. So the COVID war is coming to an end. They're going to be ushering in the climate change war. And the other major announcement is I can tell everybody with almost pretty good certainty when the financial collapse is going to happen.
Oh, is that part two?
It wasn't enough information.
Is that part two of this whole thing? So where, like, you say COVID operation is ending, but is it really that just part one is ending and we're going to part two now? Because this whole, we're not going back to normal. We're not going back to the old ways.
Yeah, we're not going back to the old ways. I mean, you know, in terms of you know what I mean when I say the COVID war is ending, all this hysteria, virus hysteria, masking, and all this ridiculousness, that'll all be gone. As far as the vaccine passports or data passports, whatever you want to call them, it looks like they might be here to stay. I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard in the United Kingdom that they're getting rid of these data passports. So I don't know. I did read an article on it, and now how accurate that article is, I don't know. But they will be ushering in climate change, you know, thereafter shortly, and then. You know, we're going to have they're setting everything up for the financial crisis. And I can tell everybody when that's going to be. That's, you know, not too hard to
have a date on that.
Figure out. Yeah, I do actually. I was talking to some Forex traders in England, and we all pretty much agree that the, you know, looking at what's going on, that the financial collapse will happen in 2025. And the reason is because they're not going to collapse the market anytime before that, because the simple reason is because Joe Biden is going to want to get reelected. He cannot have the central banks, you know, pulling the carpet out from under his feet in a financial catastrophe right before an election of 2024. So what's going to happen is
going to be alive in 2024 the way he's going, do you think?
Well, even it doesn't matter if he's there or not. Whatever Democrat is there, whatever Democratic person is there in his place, whether it's Kamala Harris or whoever it is, it doesn't really matter.
Tom Hanks, but, I think.
Yeah, but when what's going to happen is you're going to see a downturn now in the market coming up here pretty soon. And then about 6 months, 8 months before the presidential election 2024, they're going to pump all kinds more money into the markets. They're going to make it artificial, of course. It's going to be an artificial bubble, of course. They're going to keep the charade, keep the circus going right till the election, and then about 6 months after the election, you guys are going to see the financial crisis happening.
And what will that mean? What will that entail? What will happen?
You're going to see total destruction of real estate. Commercial going first. Commercial will lead the destruction of the market. That'll be the first to fall. You're going to see the S&P, NASDAQ, all these stocks going down, people's pensions, everything is going to collapse all at once. But they're going to do it after the election. They're not going to do it before the election. So you know.
Why do they care about elections, though? Why do they control both sides? What does it matter? Why do they have to wait for that?
Yeah, I mean the politicians. Yeah, it's a good question. The politicians in power are they want to stay in power, so they're gonna do what it takes to appease the people, and that'll be it. So you're not gonna see it before the presidential election, right? So we're looking at the debt market here, the 10-year.
So are we gonna have a 2-year break? Just where what's gonna happen with? Because I just want to know, can I buy groceries next week? Because I heard that they're going to make you, at least in Ontario and Quebec, flash your vax pass to get into Costco and Walmart. Is that BS?
I don't know what the end of COVID is going to look like all the specifics, I mean. I know that they're going to transition away from that. So you might have lingering COVID war nonsense keeping up here. But then they're going to be going into the climate change, carbon credits, and everything else. But as far as the financial part of it, you guys are not going to. I don't see anything on the markets, on my charts, whether they're short-term charts or long-term charts, anything to indicate to me, or any of my other colleagues that I talk to on a daily basis around the world, that's going to suggest that there's anything imminent anytime soon. The printing machine is alive and well. They're going to keep these markets propped up right till the election. And like I said, you guys, in the next year, you're going to, from here on out, you're going to see quite a dip in the market. And then about 6 to 8 months before the election, they're going to ramp the printing up again, prop up the markets again. And And then after the election, that'll be it. So as I told you guys before, when I was on here last time, I said oil is going to continually keep going up. And right now, and that was at like $70 a barrel when I told you guys that. Yeah. And right now, Brent crude, hold on, just let me bring up my
85 this morning.
Right now, Brent crude on my chart is $86.21 for Brent crude right now, the XTI. So it is going up. It will go up. My prediction in the next year, year and a half, Brent crude will hit $130 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
So that is bad on all, levels, because not only are you guys seeing trucking problems with these vaccine passport with the truckers up here in Canada, but as these people are protesting, as time goes on, these gas prices are going to keep going up, 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 and up.
Right. We had $150 or $130 oil when they went into, was it Kuwait or was that Gulf one or two?
That was in 2009. 2008, 2009, and yes, you're right.
That was way before that. Gulf War II.
Yes, but we had high Brent crude prices in 2008, 2009 as well here in Canada, right? Yeah, they went up pretty. Yeah, so the Gulf War you're talking about was 1991.
Yeah, and then that was Gulf War I, and then Gulf War II was. I get them mixed up when they took Baghdad, and I don't know if the oil popped to 130. But here's George.
Oh,
you like this
good
guy.
News. This is a prediction that we made on this channel all the way back in November, where we were talking about how the new Scariant could be the end of the pandemic. It doesn't mean that the Cerveza sickness goes away. It's just the end of the pandemic for a variety of reasons. We talk about the transmissibility, how mild it is, and it basically acts as the
looks like we got a caller coming in. Let's say hi to 805 area code. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. It's Sean.
Hi Sean.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Are you a first time caller?
Oh man, I called you not too long ago.
Okay, sorry.
I forget who was on. No big deal. And I was also on your show a while back, but doesn't matter. Anyway, just want to comment a little bit on the concept of the end of COVID. I think it's been too wildly successful to end it. I think there'll be a strategic pause and a pullback.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will be a resurgence that'll be much higher level than the last time. It'll be taken to a new level. That's my opinion on that. I don't think anything that's been this successful will be terminated.
Well, where are you calling from? Where do you think it's been successful?
I'm in California, man. Wildly successful.
Yeah. Okay. California. I don't know all of California.
Well, I spent a lot of time in. I'm a little sick myself, so excuse me.
You've been tested?
I've never been tested. Just never joking. Been vaccinated. Oddly enough, I haven't been sick in like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
When these flus come by, I don't get them. And this one, I got this one, and it's been weird because it's mostly mild, but it's just sticking with me like crazy.
Well, how about the stress? I think I've felt a bit of stress lately.
Maybe, but yeah, I went up to California. I went up to Southern California. I'm in Northern California now for the holidays, and my niece's boyfriend was sick. And his family wouldn't see him at all. They actually sang him a Christmas carol from the side of the road.
What was he
they
sick come of, though? Around.
Well, he has the flu, but of course they called it COVID, and he tested positive for COVID. But of course, my family didn't care. I'd already been a little bit sick before that, and then it kind of kicked back up at that point. And it's just been kind of lingering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get some bad coughing fits. Other than that, it's been pretty mild. But anyway,
yeah, I would have to ask you too many health questions to make sense of what you're talking about, because you know, when someone says they're sick, there's 1,000,000,000 reasons besides COVID's fake diagnosis why you could be sick, and I don't think anyone could go into the details.
I think it's the flu. Like, I think all this is standard flu. It's just been rebranded and renamed.
Well, I'll agree with that, but you are you agreeing or disagreeing with the honorable guest tonight?
Most honorable guest, I agree and disagree. I think that they will pull back, but I think it will be temporary.
Mm-hmm. All right, let Tiago react to that. What do you say, Tiago?
No, I think if you listen to the medical directors all around North America, okay, so just the other day here in the sister province here in Newfoundland, the medical director there, he also said there will not be any more new scariants in the year 2022 after Omicron. This will end. Multiple premiers have said it. I've noticed a lot of Democrats are also changing face in the United States. They're talking about different things. The Pfizer CEO came out, said the vaccines are not working. They're slowly getting out of this. And the reason is, I don't know, could be because they've had enough. They know that the heat is coming with court cases and whatnot. And then they're just going to, like I said, they're going to transition into something else. It'll be the sister arm of COVID, which will be the climate change. And then after that will be the financial crisis after your United States election.
Climate change. Do you really, like, nobody believes it.
Listen, I'm with you. 100%.
So how did they sell that?
They're going to use the media. They're going to use the ultimate marketing machine, right? Yeah. So CNN, CNBC. Yeah, absolutely. They're going to do it. And guess what? I'll tell you guys one thing.
Well, Rafi Nostite said CNN's ratings are 90%. They've lost 90% of their audience.
Yes. Look.
They're going to use CNN. No one's listening.
Still use CNBC, right? Over here in Canada, we got CBC and all, you know,
CBC.
These people have had ample time in a 2-year period to figure out that these vaccines or quackscenes are a disaster. Yet you still have lineups of people going to go take boosters, third and fourth boosters, flu shots, DTaP shots, everything. And they're still believing this nonsense. So It absolutely, these sheep are going to believe the climate change, because if Big Brother says it on the news, they're going to believe it. And what they're going to do is, for credibility, they're going to start putting the hammer down and bringing on experts, climatologists from the University of Toronto, from University of British Columbia, from Stanford University. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to do the exact same blueprint that they did for COVID. All they got to do is rent a doctor, rent a climatologist. Yeah. That's it. That's all they're going to do.
What they'll also ramp up the fake weather events, or, you know, the weather events they create. And I think they'll do that. Also, they're already kind of doing that. They will attribute sickness and illness of COVID to climate change and deaths to climate change. It's linked.
Yes. And, yes. Sean, here in Canada, there was a British Columbia doctor who classified somebody with COVID because of climate change. You guys heard this, right? Right. But this is the start, all kinds of people. Yeah. All kinds of sheep believe that guy. They're going to believe him. Right. And they're going to start renting climatologists, just like they rented fake doctors. Right. So, And that's what they're going to do. And they're going to use mainstream media. Hey, the CO2 levels are up. You know, last time we locked the world down, the CO2 levels went down and it was better for the earth. And then they're going to bring in 3 or 4 climatologists to tell everybody, yes, that's true. And they're going to give their own data, the government data. And of course, it's going to be bullshit. And then that's exactly what they're going to do.
Never underestimate the stupidity of the sheeple. Ever.
Yes, absolutely. Just like they rented physicists and they rented, building engineers for the NIST reviews on 9/11. They rented the same kind of professionals. They rented doctors here in COVID. They're going to rent climatologists for all this ridiculousness that's, the next 10 years, obviously. So, and then you guys are going to have your United States presidential election 2024. And then after that, it's going to be party time with the financial. That'll be it.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Well. I do question a little bit. I don't know if we'll make it to 2025. And again, I agree with Ab on that. I don't know. It just doesn't matter who's president.
Yeah, I agree. It really does.
Joe Biden makes it. Whether he makes, that walking corpse makes it.
yeah, I don't think. Listen, I'm with you too. I'm with you guys. I don't think he's gonna make it either. He looks like a zombie, right, or an escapee from a nursing home. But regardless who's in there, they're gonna want the Democratic person in there to win. So they're gonna ramp up the markets. You're gonna see the money printing increasing 6 to 8 months before the presidential election. Try to keep things on the up and up. That things are not that bad. And then after the election, it's going to be go time. It's going to be party time. Because I'll tell you one thing.
Let me ask you a question, man.
Yeah.
Do you think that inflation will take a step back, or is it just going to continue? Because I can't see us making 2025 if this inflation continues the way it's looking.
That's a fantastic question. Great question. What's going to happen is they're going to start, the feds are going to, your New York Federal Reserve is going to start increasing the federal interest rates. Okay. So you're going to see a multitude of Fed hikes, but they're going to be very, very, very minuscule. So they're going to taper off very slightly on inflation, and they can hang on to this inflation, try to calm it down a little bit with these, mini hikes that are going to be coming up until the presidential election. And then they're going to jam those Fed rates right high. And that's what's going to cause, that is going to be the destruction of the, or the start of the destruction of the calamity that's going to happen here. So just wait. All you have to do is pay attention to the federal interest rate hikes. When the Federal Reserve says, oh yeah, we're raising a hike, 0.10 or 0.25%. And then we'll do another one in 8 months or 6 months. Pay very close attention to that, because that will be your signal for when they're going to collapse the market. Great question.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I can't see it being sustainable at this point. But also, they've been pumping so long and so hard that I don't know. I don't know if they can pull back. I mean, it'll definitely crash the stock market. Today there was a huge loss, apparently.
And Sean, don't forget either. Sean, the old saying, right? When all else fails, they take you to war.
Oh yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Right? When all else fails, they take you to war.
Gerald Celente, right? Or something.
Yes, sir.
They take you to war.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah,
actually, I think Tiago follows Gerald Celente, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah, no, yes. I haven't followed him in a while, but I remember that he'd always say that, and I think that's absolutely true.
Yeah, absolutely. So just keep in mind, just keep a close eye on. I'll be updating AB, in as these federal interest rate hikes come in the next 6 to 8 months or whatever. Absolutely, we'll keep an eye on it. But my educated best guess is going to be they're not going to do the real interest rate hikes until after the election, and then that's when you're going to see the destruction happening.
All right.
I follow the gold and silver market a little bit, like a lot of us do. Oddly enough, today when they talked about raising interest rates, well, actually, gold didn't do well, but silver went up, for what it is, pretty good, like 40 to 45 cents last I checked.
Yeah, silver is a much more useful commodity. Yeah, silver is a much more useful commodity than gold. Right?
Sure.
It's used in a lot more things, like tanks and body armor and electronics and all this kind of stuff, right? So,
right.
Absolutely.
But if they're signaling kind of a bear market, you'd think that would go down too, being a consumer metal and industrial metal. You would think that also go down because, raising the interest rates, if they do continue interest rates, it will put cooled economy quite a bit.
Yes, but don't forget we're in a negative interest rate scenario right now, because according to shadow stats, the real inflation numbers are 15%, not 5.7%,
right?
Like the Federal Reserve says, right? So let's keep this all in perspective, right? So for them to make any kind of dent in the inflation, they're gonna have to raise these rates quite a bit, to battle the hyperinflation, right? Or else they're gonna remain in negative rate territory. So that's okay. We know the plan. They're not gonna raise these rates significantly over the next 2 years. They're gonna be little minor adjustments to make it look like they're doing something. After the election, they're gonna crank those rates up, and you're gonna see what's gonna happen. So that's the prediction, and I'm 100%. I have no doubt that that's going to happen 100%. They're not going to do it yet. Financial collapse is not coming yet.
What do you think that means for metals and for crypto?
Well, what's going to happen initially is the crypto and metal markets are going to get hammered. They're going to get blindsided. And then once everything calms down and the financial collapse is realized, silver in particular is going to take off like a bat out of hell, especially if they go to war. Okay, silver is going to go through the roof. Gold is also going to go up. So when you're investing in silver or gold, it's not for a profit from week to week. You want silver or gold, you just buy it and you put it in the cabinet, you forget about it for quite a few years, right? It's going to be a great investment. No doubt the precious metals. A lot of people are going to leave Bitcoin because it's whatever it is now at 50,000, 60,000. It's going to come down substantially in the short term. And it depends also on the Federal Reserve regulation of Bitcoin when the time comes when they want to go digital. So it depends how heavily they want to regulate Bitcoin. If they don't do any regulation on Bitcoin in the near term, and I'm talking in the next 12 to 24 months, you will see Bitcoin over $100,000 per Bitcoin. Absolutely, 100%. But let's just keep in mind, the only thing that can screw up Bitcoin at this point in time will be the governments trying to regulate it. They tried regulating it in China. They tried regulating it in India. It's a no-go. They're having a hard time regulating it. And El Salvador, the fantastic president there in El Salvador, they're going full 100% Bitcoin in the country of El Salvador. And not only that, if you donate 3 Bitcoins to the El Salvadorian government, they will give you permanent residency status.
Oh, that's nice. Do we want to live there, though?
Well, the president, in my estimation, El Salvador in the next 20 years will be the new Shangri-La of South America. And the reason is because the president is so cool. He knows exactly what's going on, and a lot of digital nomads will be going down there to use and spend their Bitcoins. Because think of it this way: if I have $100,000 worth of Bitcoin in my account and I can't use it here in Canada because of government regulation, right, because the government won't let anyone take my Bitcoin here, let's say, for example, all these digital nomads who make money online through Bitcoin, they're all going to go down to El Salvador. So it's going to be a happening place. You can get permanent residency, no problem. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So, and I have Stupid here saying, what if Trump wins? Will he stop? Will he will stop at you thing? Trump, you know, to me, like Trump's not going to stop the financial collapse. The cancer has been started. We're at stage 3 cancer, going to stage 4 cancer in terms of the financial. So Trump's not going to be able to do anything. Trump can do like little things, like he can wave his magic executive order wand and say, okay, no more vaccine passports at the border when you cross. Yeah, he can do like little things like that. But in terms of stopping the actual financial collapse, that's totally a central bank issue. That Trump is not going to, he's not going to know what to do when that happens. If he, you know, if he lives till, you know, 2024 and, or maybe Ron DeSantis might run, I heard. So I don't know which one of them, but it doesn't really matter. The central banks are going to do what they're going to do.
Tiago, do you think this, the Bitcoin and these other cryptocurrencies are a precursor to government issued digital currency?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, 100%. The country of Mexico just announced, I sent it to AB the other day, that they're going full on digital currency in the country of Mexico. Canada, we're not far behind. In the United States, you guys are going to go digital. The Federal Reserve, Powell, the president of the New York Fed there, he stated many times they already have cryptographers already looking into making a new digital Fed coin. Absolutely, 100%. And then my estimation, probably in the next 3 to 4 years, no more cash. That'll be all gone.
What will fuel the underground market?
Well, it'll probably be things like Bitcoin. It'll be things like Bitcoin, and that's another great question.
Regulated. Already, I've heard that it's very difficult to transact Bitcoin without giving all of your details.
Yeah, it depends. Yes. Yes.
Like black market currency.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to look like. I'm sure the Mexican drug cartels and all, you know, Italian mafias and all these kind of groups, I think they're obviously going to come up with some sort of solution to, you know, to move their merchandise and sell their merchandise and accept payment. So they've always adapted, and they will continue to adapt no matter, you know, what the federal government does. So yeah, absolutely. There will be, whenever there's regulation like that and whenever there's massive change like that, usually you'll get it squeezes out into a bubble of other opportunities, other little side hustles and scams and all this kind of stuff, right? So absolutely. Great. Another great question. Yes.
What would be the currency in a grid down situation?
Sorry, say that again.
Barter currency. What would be the currency in a grid down situation? It could be a barter type of thing. Would it be gold and silver? What would take the place of digital dollars in a grid down situation?
Yeah, probably a barter situation. Well, just look at Venezuela, right? So what they're doing there is when their currencies collapse, they started shaving off gold pieces and silver pieces and exchanging them for goods and services, right? And I think they still even do that to this day, I heard. Because they're, you know, they don't have very stable currency there in Venezuela. So people will do what they got to do, no matter what it is, whether it's gold, whether you possess gold, silver, whether you possess a certain talent, maybe to grow, you know, marijuana or distill alcohol. You know, people will trade or grow tomatoes, whatever it is. People will always figure out a way.
There's always be a medium of exchange, though, because, you know, if they've got goats, but I've already got goats, I've got bullets, but they've already got bullets, there has to be a medium of exchange.
Yeah, that will see, I, that stuff in the future, I can't predict what that medium of exchange is. I don't even know whether the new Fed coin, whether they're going to back it by gold or silver or both. I have no idea. So that, you know, we'll see what happens. All I know is if you look at the Federal Reserve banking sheets, they're holding a lot of gold. They're holding a lot of silver. They're purchasing a lot of gold and silver and hard assets through third-party hedge funds like BlackRock and Vanguard. So, and they have over 20 trillion, both of them together, in hard assets. So why are they purchasing all this gold? Why are they purchasing all this silver? Probably because they're going to utilize it at some point maybe even backing the Fed coin. It's very possible that they're going to do that. Most financial resets that have happened in the last 5,000 years, they have backed it by gold. Until like in 1971, when the United States went off the gold standard, I think with President Richard Nixon. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, we'll see what happens. Listen,
well, gold is exchangeable to the common man in gold or silver, but I don't think it ever will be. It'll be, it might be backed on some, you know, different level by gold or silver, tangible access, maybe real estate or something, but. You, it's not the same if it's not exchangeable to the common man.
Well, the common man in Venezuela is exchanging gold and silver, right? They're exchanging it that way. I know that.
Yeah,
so.
for fiat. But at the same time, I remember some idiot said to me on some comment board. He's like, he was talking about how the Venezuelans are eating the zoo animals. He's all, but. You can't eat gold and silver. It's like, no, people with gold and silver are not eating farm animals. They're not eating zoo animals. Trust me. They're okay.
Yeah. No, it's a great question. It's hard to, you know, for me to say the future. All I know is a financial collapse is imminent. It will happen in the next few years. 110% it's going to happen. The Federal Reserve of New York and the United States and the Bank of Canada Federal Reserve are going to move to a digital currency. 110%. That's all I know. Now, how all those specifics look, I don't know. Like, obviously, I don't know how all those specifics look, but your questions are fantastic questions. And questions, actually, I've been pondering and thinking when I'm here trading alone and by myself and on my charts. And these are things, what you're asking are the things that I think of. What avenues are these guys going to go? And they're great questions. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, Sean's thinking good, and I think we can just make our best guess as we don't know. So tell us a little more about California. Is the compliance to the injection high? Do you know people that are getting injured or killed by the injection?
Yeah, I've known plenty of people that got injured. I don't know anyone that's been killed. Where I'm at in the Sacramento area right now, is a lot better when I was in the Ventura County, LA County border, which is still ridiculous. You go there, I never wear masks. So you go there, we're still getting, when I go down there, I still get kicked out of everywhere. But up here where I'm at now, it's much, much better, but it's still, you know, people take the thing because they think they need to. And, you know, obviously I never will, but people are taking it and they had a lot of bad reactions. I've known people that almost died from it. Yeah, I don't know anyone that did die, but yeah.
And I heard that Orange County, I heard they're almost like an anomaly there in California, where they're kind of like Florida. They don't follow any of these guidelines. Is there any truth to that?
I haven't been there very often. My sister's been there quite a bit. You guys probably know her. She does some videos with Brian Stavely. Steffi, they went there quite a bit. And it's a lot better. There's also places in Ventura and, you know, kind of, I guess, northern L.A. County that have refused this entire thing. And, they're doing fine. I mean, some have been fine. Some of them haven't. But they've gotten a lot of customers from it. I mean, plenty of people want to go to places where they're not made to, you know, wear the slave mask and, you know, follow all these ridiculous rules.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just watched a video today by I Allegedly, and he was walking the Hollywood Walk of Fame there on Hollywood Boulevard, and it was a disaster. Almost every single store was closed, you know, down there, and homeless people everywhere, homeless encampments everywhere. What a mess.
Oh, LA is absolutely horrible. I did project management down there for a couple of years, you know, maybe a year or two ago, and yeah, it's not a place you want to be at all. It's terrible. I'm surprised that the values of the homes and all that have just not plummeted right now, because it's just, I don't know who would want to live there. Traffic, homeless. I mean, you got to step over homeless people on the streets all the time. and you know, just trash and poop everywhere. It's just like it's
well, and the other thing that came out is the destruction of the rail cars that are getting popped, and they're just taking everything out of them and throwing the stuff everywhere. They're just breaking into all these rail cars with UPS packages, and it's a disaster. If those are real videos, I think they might be. Have you seen those?
No,
I don't see why.
Oh, just the looting of the cargo containers that are coming from China. God. It's amazing, actually.
I don't see why it would be real, because it's part of the chaos model, you know, the promotion of total destruction of everything.
Yes.
You know, of our first world status, and taking us down to basically third world shithole status. And so that works perfectly. Just let them rob all of your packages. Perfect.
Why not? Wow. Yeah, they're just bringing into them, and they only have the port police. Here's a picture here. I'm putting it up on the stream. If you can take a look at this picture, these are people popping. They're breaking into the rail lines that go to the port, and they're popping the containers, and they're just going through all the different containers to see what's in them. And they're mostly targeting some of the UPS containers, if there's such a thing, because they find better pickings by going through each box, and they're just throwing the stuff everywhere. There's a picture if anyone wants to see that.
What a mess. Absolute disgrace. What a mess.
And there's not a lot of, I think they have a DA in LA that doesn't really prosecute. So yeah, wow. It's Operation Chaos.
And Dirty Benny says here. Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Go ahead.
Dirty Benny says here, what does Tiago think is the desperate push to achieve everyone, including children, getting injected? Dirty Benny, the issue with the children getting injected is they want them in the system. They want them in the data passport system for the rest of their life here, you know, here on out. That is why they want these children injected. It's not necessarily the injection, but they want them on this data passport, because they know that once they're in the system, they're going to be in that system for life. So meaning, you know, their driver's license, their health information, their taxes, their, you know, all the stuff that's going to be going on there for the rest of their life. And it's just getting them used to it right from a young age. Boom, you got a data passport. And to them, as they grow up, it's not so abnormal. To me and you, it's abnormal because we're not used to it, right? We've never really experienced anything like this before. But just to a little boy or a little girl who doesn't know anything different, who's grown up with a data passport their whole life, they're just going to think it's normal.
What about this? What about this? This is something that John LeBond brought up, and I want to shout out to John LeBond. He's always a good supporter of the website, sends lots of people over our way, and he's a patron, a monthly patron. So shout out to John LeBond for sure. But he made a comment, and I'm just going to find, if you go to blog at the top of my Fakeologist page, which people are complaining about, it's hard to find, and click on latest comments, I believe I'm going to be able to bring up his latest comment, and I'll get you guys, your guys' opinion on this. And he said he wanted to know what we thought of, let me just see if this is the comment here. So if you can see, you can just click on the link here. It should bring up the comment, even though why does it say Patreon? Let's see here. Let me see the comment here. He wanted to know what we thought of the sterilization injection that they gave the horses, that Pfizer had another company that they bought that gave the sterilization shot to horses, and they're being sued over it. And he thinks that the same Bourla, who is the head of Pfizer, is using the same technique to inject children and everyone with this nanolipid particle. Just makes it more sticky to certain cells. What do you guys think of that idea? I'm trying to find the comment as I'm freestyling here, but I can't find it right this second. But what do you think of that? Do you think there's a sterilization of children as part of this injection?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Especially the girls. So they want them on the data passport. That's what they want. And if it sterilizes them, even better. That's it. That's it's even better. And then they can keep. It'll be just part of their vaccine schedule. It'll be another vaccine added to the 72 before they're 18 here in Canada.
I think if there's any agenda at all at play, at all, number one would be sterilization and basically destroying the chain of life for especially European Americans. That's their number one. That's what I said in the beginning of all this. If you notice nothing else, look at the birth statistics in 2 or 3 years from now. And I guarantee you there's going to be it's been going down all the time, but because of their other poisons, but you watch it in the next, the aftermath is probably already happening, but when the statistics start coming out, you'll see a dramatic reduction in births.
Yeah, it says it's called the PZP or porcine. I think porcine is pig. Porcine zona pellucida vaccine, PZP. PZP is used to sterilize wild horses and other species, usually given initially in a series of two vaccinations 2 to 6 weeks apart, and then a booster every 8 months to a year, depending on the species. It reduces pregnancy by 80 to 90%. And they gave it to horses. And the same, I don't know if people know that this ghoul in charge of Pfizer is actually a veterinarian.
I didn't know that.
somebody was saying that.
Yeah.
The other day, they're all. I was telling them who these people are. They're like, they're all doctors. I'm all, no, they're not all doctors. Well, I mean, a vet is still a doctor, but he's a veterinarian. But also, a lot of them are Wall Street people that run these CDCs and these.
They're bankers,
government organizations. They're bankers. They're not
yes.
all. Yes, central bankers. They are doctors. They've never actually treated a patient. They've been bureaucrats their entire professional life.
And the liposome, this lipid nanoparticle. The whole point of it is for delayed reaction. No, that's not the right word. Sorry, time release. So. The area that it's injected, it says here, this DPX lipid nanoparticle system is designed as a no-release system. It will not release anything at the injection site, rather only at the target destination, which for the PCP vaccine was the ovaries and also the spleen. So this I believe in time release. I think that I had a time release tetanus shot in 2020 because it took 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks later, I was on the floor. I've never been that sick. And it was a huge mistake, obviously, to take it. But I think, people believe in time release, Tylenol and all those painkillers. It's the same principle, I guess.
Yes.
And it's harder to make cause and effect. Like, obviously, if you get injected and 5 minutes later, you keel over. I think even the dumbest person can make that connection. But if 2 weeks later or years later for women that they're sterile, because obviously if you don't get lucky the first month and get pregnant, then you don't blame it on anything other than just maybe missing the time of the month. But if you go on and on year after year, I think then you start investigating.
Yeah, absolutely. And the lipid nanoparticle, they have to coat it at the beginning of the injection, because if it doesn't, with the contents that's in there, my speculation is it'll get destroyed as soon as it's in the muscle tissue. So to protect it and make sure that it gets to its destination, they have to cover it in a lipid nanoparticle to make sure that it gets to its destination without the body breaking it down beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lipid nanoparticle part, it probably protects it from being destroyed by the body.
Yes.
And anyway.
Yeah, your point that you're making. Makes me, think of the fact that I keep hearing from people that are like, oh, this is untested with guinea pigs, all this. I think it's very well tested.
Yeah, and horses maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about just horse. I'm talking about the shit they're giving us now. I think it's very well tested because, it's designed to do what it's doing. It's like you said, it can't kill you right away. I mean, some people will because it is pretty strong.
I think 1 in 20 are the hot shot. I think 19 out of 20 are nothing. personally.
Well, yeah, I think Sean's right, because I just don't see a multi-billion dollar corporation like Pfizer just, you know, making a concoction of something, an mRNA, and saying, okay, you know, we're going to try this out. I think they very well know the effects, at least for the last 10, 15 years, of what these shots can do. I think these people are not stupid. They're probably some of the most brightest and highly paid people. And they know. Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe
they know.
Flu shot, you know, the thing they called the flu shot. They were.
Yes.
I think they're always testing with that, because they keep saying, oh, we missed the formula. We'll try better next year. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, they always miss it. Every year they miss it, right? But yet they make billions of dollars off the flu shot, eh? But they always miss it. Imagine me having a business saying, you know, I never get the results you want, but I still get paid for it, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, great business to be in. Absolutely. I think I'm in the wrong business.
It's a good business model, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Great business to be in. Wow. It's a great
hypothecation of gold and silver, and also things like cryptocurrencies. I mean, if I could sell 500 houses for every one that I build, mm-hmm. pretty good business model, you know, but it's not available to me, unfortunately.
Yeah. And the best part is their product that they're selling, they're not allowed to get sued over it if things hit, you know, shit hits the fan. Yeah. So that's the best business.
You don't have to advertise.
Absolutely. It's mandated. Wow. What an incredible business. You know, who wouldn't want to be in the pharmaceutical business in terms of making money? So, but I agree with John. I think they know exactly what these formulas are doing, and they've tested these formulas for quite a few years before, before the actual rollout. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, good call, Sean. Any other points you want to make?
That's it for me, man. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Just felt like talking tonight, so appreciate the time.
Do you normally listen on the live stream?
No, not normally, but I catch it once in a while. You know.
Okay, well, at least you're honest.
You know, I don't want to bag on your stuff, but it's always hard to find. You know, I know it's just going. I'm getting better. I just go to the live button. I can never get it on FacoTube.
Oh, what happens on FacoTube? Yeah, tell me. I don't mind a little bit of feedback.
I think I told you last, it just buffers. At least on my phone. I'm just on my phone, you know, so it buffers. And so, you know, I can call you. Last time I tried to call you on the, you know, the USA line, the 1984 line, and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. This time it did work.
Yeah, I didn't even turn the phones on, but yeah, I just have it on direct call. It doesn't go to the queue until I answer, but yeah, because I don't always set it up, but yeah, so you got through. That's fine. That's good. So
yeah,
I got five people looking on FacoTube, but so you normally listen on, I'm guessing, YouTube?
No, I just usually go to your site and go to the audio archives.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I usually catch them.
Oh, okay. But you don't always catch me live, is what you're saying?
No, not typically. Well, I'm a pretty busy guy. You mm-hmm. know, sometimes I have time, and when I think about it, I'm like, oh, because there used to be a lot of live shows on. Now it's not too many, you know, but also, mm-hmm. You know, so I think about it, I'm like, you know, I've got some time to kill. What I want to do.
No, that's cool.
Stuff.
Yeah, we're usually on 8 to 8:30 Eastern. All right. Yeah, fakeologist.com/live. That has all the sites that we're on, all the links to all the sites. So that should work. Or you can call in, or you can try FacoTube. I have five people watching on FacoTube right now. The rest are on YouTube, it seems. So, well, you got through. That's good. And fake11.com/stream1. Fake11.com/stream1. That's the audio thing. And you can set that up as well.
Yeah, you can do like a psychologist fuck yeah or something.
Yeah, well, actually the 666 1984 is at least somewhat memorable. You got the 666 1984. Yeah, so we'll
all right, man.
All right,
I'll
thanks.
Let you guys go. thanks for letting
all
me
right on. Sean, nice talking to you, brother. Take it easy, man.
All right, you too.
Good feedback. Good feedback. There goes Sean from 805 California. Yeah, I didn't even announce the lines because I guess I should just announce that I will take calls if you call, but normally I don't really announce it unless I don't have a guest. But that's fine if you have a question for Tiago, because Tiago's a regular here, so I'm sure he doesn't mind being interrupted by a phone call now because he doesn't really have a specific presentation. Usually, we just talk in general about his website on Facebook, which is Silenced Voices of Canada. You do tons of posting there.
Yeah, absolutely. I did a podcast the other day with a buddy of mine, Jeff Gallant, and he posted it on Facebook and YouTube, and it got taken down in 2 hours.
Where do? Okay, what was that? Where do we find him normally?
He's just on Facebook. He does podcasts on Facebook, and then he's here in New Brunswick.
So
Jeff Gallant, New Brunswick. I think he lives in Quebec, but he also has a home in New Brunswick, if I'm not mistaken, on the border of Quebec and New Brunswick. So so he asked me to do a financial thing, and we went at it for like an hour and a half, and then like 2 hours later, it was the first video podcast that he ever had taken down.
Yeah, he's got there's so many Jeff Gallants in Moncton, New Brunswick. It's hard to tell which one it could be.
I'll send you his link here. Hold on one second.
Yeah, send me his link. I don't mind. Yeah. So what does he normally talk about?
He's kind of talks about stuff like yourself. Subjects like yourself. He's starting to learn about the germ theory. And he's catching on. His subscribers are catching on. So
that's good. The more the merrier.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's not as well entrenched as all you great folks here are, but it's growing. His community is growing. It's a good little community, and it's awesome. And then I just went on there. He wanted to talk about financial stuff and the central banks. Yeah. And then we went on there. I talked for an hour and a half, and then I went back to go look at the video, and it was taken down. He sent me a message. It was the only video podcast that he had taken down. Then I got a message the next day from this guy from the High Wire, Del Bigtree.
Yeah,
one of his representative guys. They want to do a podcast with me. So
you and Del?
Yeah, I think so. He talked to me. He called me on the phone. He messaged me here on Facebook. He said, "Look, I seen your video podcast there before it got taken down," and he goes, "I want to do a podcast. I want to set you up for a podcast in the next couple of weeks." So I said, "Well, I got to talk to AB about this, and because I know you interviewed somebody who knows Del Bigtree really well, and wasn't too fond of him, right?" So,
well, actually, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was gonna plug a really great Telegram channel called Dark Side Papers. I've known Dark Side Papers since the 9/11 days. And he used another handle back then, but he's now Dark Side Papers. And he is doing excellent work. He publishes works on all kinds of topics, including controlled opposition to the vaccine movement. And I'm going to plug him. Let me just show you how to find him on fakeologist.com. Because everything should start off at fakeologist.com. So if you go to the top, go to Vaccine Danger Resources. Vaccine Danger Resources. I've got the books and videos page, and then click on Dark Side Papers. And let's bring that up and see what we get here. And you should see, okay, this is his list of papers. I believe mostly to do with vaccines, although I think he talks about other things. So this might be all his papers. I'm not quite sure. Mostly vaccines. So he has a part one and two called Del Bigtree Exposed. So even though Del Bigtree is apparently the top anti-vaxxer, there's lots of history with him. And Greg Wyatt, who I've interviewed many times, has a lot to say about him because Greg Wyatt has two very vaccine injured children that he takes care of. Mm-hmm. And he has a very large stake in this whole thing. And he did follow Del Bigtree, and he did follow the Vaxxed movie one and movie two that was heavily promoted. And I think Del Bigtree had a big part of. So this is a very must read link. And I'm going to give it to you, Tiago. I'll put it in. Where's the best place to put it? probably just send you an email. That's the best place. And then you can review it at your leisure.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason why they contacted me is because near the beginning of the podcast, the beginning of the interview, I had stated, now the majority of the podcast was financial, you know, kind of like what I usually talk about, my expertise. But the beginning of the podcast, I happened to mention it. I don't know why I mentioned it. It just crossed my mind because he mentioned that I run a Silence Voices of Canada vaccine injury related, you know, type Facebook group. And then I mentioned that I'm in the process of calling, dealing with webmasters here in Sydney, Nova Scotia about starting a Canadian VAERS website, a real one, an official Canadian VAERS website. And that's all I said, you know, it was, you know, kind of innocuous and, you know, pretty low, you know, under the radar. And then like, literally I had hundreds of messages the next day on my Facebook about this new VAERS website. They didn't care about the financial stuff I talked about, but they cared more about, you know, just that one, you know, one sentence, 30-second thing that I talked about the VAERS website.
Well, it is the hottest topic of the day. If you go to Greg Wyatt with a Y dot net, he is, I guess you would almost say he's Greg. I think I'll characterize this properly. Greg feels betrayed by all these Pied Pipers of the anti-vax movement. He feels super betrayed because he realizes now that they were just taking his message and spinning it into the dust because they are, he believes, backed by Big Pharma. And they're meant to manage all the people that are complaining.
Yeah.
So if you go to Greg's website, he has a complete category under Dell Bigtree. Actually, he does a very good job organizing his website. So if you click that, you will look at all kinds of things, including Dell Bigtree was into porno in 2003. He was a producer of that. Yeah.
It's no way.
You can go to IMDb, which is a fairly well-recognized movie website, and he had a go take a look. Him and his wife.
Well, I'm not going to be, you know, even if they contact me again, I don't think I'd be doing the interview anyway out of respect for Greg, because I do respect the man so much, and I appreciate everything that he's communicated here with us on the podcast. So, you know, I kind of don't. I'm more, you know, for me, I'm more like the underground podcast type guys like yourself, the blue collar guys. So I kind of don't want him, you know, taking my VAERS, you know, what do you call it, my official website that I'm creating here in Canada, and turning it into, you know, something that he's probably going to make money off, because he seems to be pretty good at that, translating bad stories or great stories into making money. So
even that, just misdirected by it. If you're pointing to the idea that vaccines can be made safe or they're okay, then I think that's wrong, because I think it's pretty clear that there's no such thing as a safe vaccine ever, and they don't do as they are advertised as well. So.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hardcore abolitionist. I'm a very hardcore. And the more, and the older that I get, the more I look at this, the more knowledge I gain about this guys, the more, you know, hardcore I get about this. So absolutely 100%.
Yeah, I think the more you look into it, the more you realize there is nothing about these things that is good. And this, again, is their Hail Mary pass, where maybe the belief in vaccines was waning over the last 20 years. And they just figure, listen, if we don't force them to use this, this whole gig is up, because people are just getting too smart, too educated. They're using this internet thing to share information, and it's not going to end well for us. So we're just going to have to force people to take this. At literally the threat of their livelihoods, their life even.
Yes, absolutely. Right. And Skate and Destroy says, do the interview and hit him with some good questions. You know what? I've never met Mr. Greg. I've never talked to him on the phone, or I've never had even an email interaction with him. But just out of sheer respect, I wouldn't do that to the guy, because I do respect him and his story quite a bit and what they've done to his two children. So, you know, for me, it would be, you know, it would be a no. I wouldn't even want to get on a studio with these people. And I'm sure it would be fun if I started asking him about his porno career and
Well, I wouldn't care so much about that. I would be more, how do you respond to all those that are betrayed? That you are, there's quite a bit of research that you are, it looks like you're managed by Big Harmer, sponsored at least. And how can you be fighting against someone who's paying you? It just, there's only one way to interpret that. So I guess you could use it to your advantage.
Yeah, look, you know, I have no problem going on, but I would have to speak with Greg and see what his thoughts are.
I think
you'd
be wise
to, yeah. Yeah, you know, I would prefer to speak to him, and I wouldn't want to, you know, betray I just wouldn't want to disrespect the man. So
no, I think it would be wise to talk to Greg, yeah. Consult with him and see what he says. What would Greg ask if he got through to Del Bigtree, or would he talk to Del Bigtree? Because Greg really focuses a lot on Del Bigtree, giving him a lot of attention, but I guess it's because Del is the number one anti-vax show in the alternative media. So I suppose when you're at the top, you're going to get attention, and good and bad, critical and uncritical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I would start asking what he thinks of Dr. Andrew Kaufman that there are no viruses. That's how I probably lead into it and see what it, and then get into it like that, you know. And why do we need safer vaccines if there's no viruses? You know, those kind of questions. Well, I would love to ask him and see what his thoughts are on it. But I seen Dr. Kaufman, talking to Dr. Judy Mikovits and going at it with her. And she got quite angry when he started giving her the facts that there are no viruses, and you know what she separated in the laboratory was not an actual isolation, and she was just getting really frustrated to the point where she was getting really angry with him, because I think if she admits that there's no viruses and what she's looking at, she really can't tell the difference between a virus and an exosome. She's admitting to herself that her 40-year career has been all for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Dark Side Papers, let me just look on my website now. Under Dark Side Papers, does he have anything on, is there Mikovits? I don't know. What is her name? It's Judy. No, I don't think he has anything on her specifically. Just to quickly go through it, he's got Dr. Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Yeadon, Dr. Martin. He's a paper.
Have you ever interviewed Dr. Kaufman himself?
No, I haven't interviewed any of these people. They're so exposed out there. I don't really have a lot to ask because their message is everywhere. Mm-hmm. I tend to like to talk to people that don't have a big forum or don't get a lot of exposure, mm-hmm. where I don't know a lot about them. But he's got Michael Baden. He's got a paper on the vax-injured LARPers, which is great. A lot of great papers. I can't, and he'll talk to you directly. If you go on Dark Side Papers Telegram channel, he'll interact with all your questions. He does not shy away from any criticism. If you want to challenge him on anything, which to me is a sign of a real truther,
yes,
and one that doesn't mind being challenged, and he will rise to every challenge. He'll even argue with people he agrees with. I saw him arguing with Marcus, who he tends to like, but Marcus was going on about weather creation, and well, it could possibly be done on a small scale. I don't think they are generating winter storms like we had in Toronto here. It's just the Earth is a pretty big place, and man is still pretty insignificant and small compared to Earth. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think they can do it. But, you know, anything is reasonably possible, but I'd like to see a little more evidence of how you could stir up a storm or fry an area of California or put an entire heat dome over British Columbia. I do think these things do happen. And Mother Nature is awesome, but. Well, I just don't see a lot of evidence that it could be done on a wide scale by man. Just like I don't believe in man-made global warming. I think the Earth can take care of most of the crap man throws at her. It's just pretty big.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you're absolutely right. Now, whether they can change weather Mm-hmm. Whether or not on a, I think they can probably, they probably have technology to change the weather on a small scale, a local
yeah,
area scale,
yeah,
probably,
maybe.
But
a little cloud seeding, that kind of
yeah,
thing.
But
let's
yeah,
not go nuts with that. We can't extrapolate that over, like, just fly over an ocean. The world is 70% water. Where exactly are we? How are we controlling that weather over those vast, vast areas? Like, just take a water bomber that's putting out a forest fire. You fill up a huge water bomber, you dump it over a fire. It barely makes a dent if you think about it. That's a lot of fluid and water. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it would be nice to see a little bit more evidence other than the place they got out there in Alaska with all those antennas pointing to the
right,
sky.
HARP,
yeah.
Yeah, it's not a lot you can see there. It's there.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it's there, but you know, what is it, you know, what does it do, and can we see it in action, and is there any video of it in action? And I don't know. You know, it's a one of those things I guess we'll never know, and those guys, those kind of people keep to themselves, but it would be nice to know. But on a country level to make that huge shift in weather change, I don't know. I don't know. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see the papers on the, you know, if they do have that kind of technology to do that, but you know, we got more pending problems coming in the near future in the next few years here than changing weather.
That, right. let's go through, make sure we haven't missed any questions before we wrap her up. It's been an hour and a half or so, which is a good amount of time. Okay, do we have anything else here? Dirty Benny wants to know the history of Andrew Kaufman and Andrew Cuomo. Okay, I never saw that photo. Interesting. And Greg, Dirty Benny says Greg could help you strategize. Yeah, these people have large audiences, so if you can get your message onto them, it may be a worthwhile venture, but you can talk to Greg about that. Okay, I got nothing else, so we'll just wrap her up then, Tiago. A good financial update. Sort of. I'd like to see that they're going to wrap this up, but are we wrapping it up on their schedule, or is it the opposition schedule? Is opposition rising, or was this all part of the plan anyway to relax it, to not overwhelm people?
Yeah, the other thing is here in Canada, I'm sure you've read the reports here in Canada about the airports. They're going to be eliminating all testing at the airports pretty soon as well. So
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that was scheduled. That was today. That came out today in the Toronto City TV News.
But is that just because you have to get a bloody vax passport to get on into an airport? Is that why? So they're not relaxing that?
They're not. Not yet. Not as far as I know. But right now, they're definitely, it's in every major news outlet that the airlines are and the airports are right now currently speaking to the government about totally eliminating the testing requirements to enter Canada. So that is another move to show you that this is coming to an end.
Yeah, but it's leaving behind the vax passports. That's the whole thing that everyone is against. But really, it's not coming to an end in that sense. It's just moving on to phase two.
What I said was the COVID war is coming to an end. What that looks like, I don't know. But if I had to guess, they're going to keep the data passports and everything else. Most of the actual ridiculousness, like masks and all, and social distancing, that will be gone. Mm-hmm. And testing at airports will be gone, but the data passports are going to want to stay because that was the whole point of all this in the first place.
Exactly. So what are the uninjected that are supposed to do?
Hey, man, do it like I did and get a fake one like I did.
Yeah, but the QR code, if it's hooked up to a database and verifies it.
Not here. Not anybody that I've ever talked to here. Any restaurant, any movie theater here, there's no, they don't check no QR codes. They just look at the paper They look at your phone if you have it on your phone, and then they ask for ID to match the name to the paper, and that's it. They'll let you in. So everybody, a lot of people exactly. that I know,
that's yeah. now. That's now. Yeah. That's not.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's now, and in a year or so, things can change where they'll the government will probably distribute QR code readers to every business.
You got that.
It'll probably be part of their business license requirement to get one, and then yeah, absolutely, you're right, 100%. I know a guy in Quebec who just got back from Cancun on a fake one. He went to the airport, yeah. no scanning, no nothing at the airport, so. Dirty Benny, I will never have a cell phone. Good idea, brother. maybe that's what I should do, is throw my phone in the garbage and get a flip phone with none of these applications on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, with the passports in place, it's not exactly good news. That's my main...
No, you're right. You're 100% right. That's what they're going to leave behind. That's going to be the legacy of COVID. The COVID war will be the initial start of the data passports. Absolutely. But all the other little stuff, quote unquote, little stuff like masks and social distancing, I think that will be gone. But there's no way in hell they're going to let go of the data passports, because that was the whole point of all this. So
exactly.
But yeah, you know what? Thank you for having me here. Thank you to everybody here. Yeah, thank you to Sean. And maybe one of these days I can talk to Greg.
GregWyatt.net. I'm sure you can connect to him there on his website, GregWyatt.net. He'd probably be a great resource on that potential interview. That's a pretty big thing. So if you find that show you were on, I'll listen to that. If you can find a link, if he saved it, hopefully he was smart enough to.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll do another update another time, and that'll be it for tonight.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Take it easy. Yeah, everybody have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tiago, of the Silence, what is it called? Let me find it here. Do I have it? Anyway, I put it on the show. I'll put the link to his site on Facebook, Feces Book. And that's it for me. I'll bring up my donation page if you like the show and you want to contribute, fakeologist.com/donate. The last person to donate was today, Rachel. Thank you very much, Rachel. Rachel gives her time and her talent and her treasure. So all three, Rachel, thank you so much. And we have quite a few audio chats beautifully mastered and leveled by Velocet. fake11.com/AC if you want to join in, fakeologist.com/audio if you want to look at the archives. So take a look at all those. There's tons of stuff. We were talking about graphene oxide earlier. I did an afternoon commute tonight with graphene oxide with some more stuff. He wants to do a formal show, even though we did 4 hours already on graphene oxide. I'm not sure how much more people can take. But I'm not sure if there's a there. But take a listen to that. And we're still working on the audio with more solutions. And I'm going to work on connecting this audio to the compressor so it sounds a little better. And I didn't see any complaints to the audio tonight, which means that it's the Discord that was screwing everything up. So I will never use Discord if possible. And I'll never do the intake room, I guess. All right. Thank you, guys. And we'll talk to you next time. Good night.